parried away. Rebound opportunity. Belmar save again. And Levo Melotto stabs it home.
Players abroad on Soccer Laguna Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the flight. This is your captain, Slew Paho, speaking. We are traveling to Nashville, Tennessee in the United States of America. Joining me in the cabin is Lebohang Moloto, South African midfielder. He is the star and number 10 for Nashville SC. Conditions are clear. 30 matches played in the USL, 5 goals and 10 assists. For your safety, please keep your seatbelts fastened at all times. Flight 001 is cleared for takeoff. Enjoy the trip.
Soccer Laguna Radio.
Lebohang Moloto, or should I say Lebo Melotto?
Hey, how's it going?
All good, and you?
I'm pretty good.
You've been in the States for 10 years, and you're Nashville SC's number 10 playing in the USL. What do you miss most, though, about Mzansi?
Obviously, the food, your cultural food, Mkhodu, tribe, just normal quarter, Chisanyama, stuff like that,
What South African music do you have bumping in your speakers?
I wouldn't say I have one individual, but I listen to a lot of house music from back home.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-game, post-games, anything that's a hit, I listen to.
We know you're repping the yellow Nashville colors these days, but who was your favorite team when you were growing up?
Growing up, I used to support Orlando Pirates, but, it's been tough to obviously keep up with them, watch games, because obviously being overseas. But, I've always been a fan of Orlando Pirates.
In other countries, it goes like this. You say you're South African, then they ask you about a famous South African. Who do you get asked about the most?
The late Nelson Mandela, of course.
Mm-hmm.
In the soccer, Dr. Kumalo's name always comes up because I think he used to be the man in Columbus crew.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor Noah, too, because I get to watch him every day and they're like, oh, is this about South Africa? Is it true,
So, unfortunately, there's no Mkhodu or Pap that side in Tennessee, but what's your favorite food in Nashville?
Ever since I've been in Tennessee, I would say hot chicken. It's like a spicy hot chicken. That's probably my to-go spot here. Yeah, growing up, I'm just a chicken guy.
We see the news, we watch their movies and shows, but what is the culture really like in America compared to here?
It's totally different, I'm not going to lie. It's very different, being a newly dad. There's obviously the goods and the bads. And it's good that I'm from both cultures. I come from South Africa with a different perspective, and I've been here for like 10 years. I get to have a different perspective. Then I can actually choose which ones I like, which ones I don't. Like, for example, I like the fact that in the U.S., kids come first. They put the kids first, whereas in South Africa, growing up, it's always, you'll drink Coca-Cola last. Your mom and dad have to drink first, or the neighbors have to drink first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest piece of chicken, dad, second biggest, mom, and, hierarchy.
Yes. You get the crops, unlike.
We see you've got a family now, a wife and son. What is your favorite hobby or activity to do in the States when you're out and about?
We like taking him to new places. The older he gets, I think he's a year and a half. Like, for example, we take him to trampoline jumps. A trampoline, where they have like trampolines and jumping castles. And, all those cool stuff to just see his face and his reaction is just priceless.
Sometimes South Africans go overseas and we don't see them back home for years. How often do you take the long flight back this side?
I've always made it a point to come home every December.
Mm-hmm.
Every break, basically, I'll be home. I'm big on family, so I prefer to go home, spend time with them instead of, going somewhere else on a vacation. So my vacation actually is in the off season is going home and being in the village and helping out the best way I can.
Do you ever stress that you're going to come back with an American accent?
No, not really. Coming from South Africa, growing up in a village, and going to a college that's in the south with a different accent was tough. So I've actually learned to speak a little bit slower, so that people at least I can understand what I'm saying. And I still struggle with some of the words, because they speak American literature, whereas in South Africa we speak British. You know, we say trousers, they say pants.
Yeah.
But no, I try to speak my language with my son, with my wife. You know, I'll say a few things with my wife. But yeah, I try to speak it, speak my language, home language, with my son as much as I can.
You have a young son now, young Josiah, aka Josie. What would you say to him if he asked you what your upbringing in South Africa was like?
I mean, I think, to be honest, I always tell people, you know, it wasn't easy, but those are experiences that I would never trade for anything. You know? It taught me to be the man that I am today. You know, and that's why, you know, I think it's true when they say through hardships, you know, you get to obviously learn yourself, experience. And, I would say back home, kids mature quicker because of all the struggles and all the things that they get to see compared to here, you know. And I think, for him to actually have somebody who's experienced all that, I think it would be good for him, you know, cause then I would like to think that growing up, I'll start telling him stories of, you know, what happened back home when his mom ate, Minatlan, you know, like chicken feet for the first time, and, you know, all that, all those stories, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, yeah. How she tried to eat peace and then she almost threw up, you know.
Oof.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm out there saying it's the best thing in the world.
Definitely, definitely. Must. Lastly, please tell us more about the Chebeng Cup, your charity tournament back home in Limpopo.
It's coming well, you know. It's a bit slow because we've been in season. Last year I started it a little bit early. I was pushing it early simply because I missed, I think, 8 games this season, the remainder of the season, due to an injury. So this year, obviously, it started slow in terms of like raising funds, but I think, you know, it'll pick up. I've got the support from obviously the team here. There's a lot of people that are willing to help, simply because of the pictures, the videos that we're able to capture. You know, I think it's something that, I hold dear, something that I'm very proud to be a part of. And I think I'll do whatever it takes to push for it, you know. Now, to be honest, it's not about maintaining, you know, it's when you come from backgrounds that we come from and those kids don't have anything, there's nothing to maintain. They don't have anything. So if I come back home with a fairly used jersey or cleats or soccer boots, those are things that those kids don't have.
Yeah.
You know, so it's an easier thing for me to say, you know what, like whatever that I can get, whatever money I can raise, it would be pretty cool. Obviously, it would be pretty cool to do what we did last year, school uniforms, over 80 kids, we bought them school uniforms, backpacks, get feedback from back home that apparently there's more and more kids playing throughout the year this year because they're looking forward to the tournament back home. Because you look and, you know, in the history of, you know, where I come from, December it's, you know, passy tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, all your pro guys come, all these, you know, people go there to see them, and it's not about, you know, there's no tournament for kids. You know, there's no U15 tournaments for kids because it's like, oh, we're not gonna see those kids. You know. But I think for us to do something like that and kind of obviously push the importance of education, push those kids to stay off the streets, you know, go to school, come back, we'll give the team's balls, we'll give coach, we'll give this. You have everything. All you have to do is go to school, do well, come back from school, go to practice, and that's it, you know.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, thanks for joining me on the line. Congratulations on a fantastic season, and best of luck for the postseason. I see you guys are in second, so you've made it through, and
yes.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
And that is how we wrap up this first edition of Players Abroad. We have landed safely back in Cape Town, South Africa. Always great to catch up with you, our listeners, and to catch up with our players abroad. From myself, your host, Lou Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, safe travels home.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.